Physicists at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN may have found a new fundamental particle of nature. They caution that it's still too soon to know for sure, but that isn't stopping the excitement and intrigue. Kyle Cranmer is one of the teams, is on one of the teams at CERN that's doing this research. He's also a physics professor at New York University. He's with us now. Kyle, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And some people are saying that this particle could be a cousin of the Higgs boson, which is a particle that was discovered 4 years ago. You were on one of the teams that did that as well. Do you think that that's what this is, or explain what you found here?
Right. Well, I mean, it's definitely way too soon to say that we've discovered something new, but we have seen some what people are calling a tantalizing hint of something new. And it certainly caught everyone's eye yesterday. And if it is new, we don't know what it is yet. One of the scenarios that people are considering is that it is really a cousin of the Higgs boson. There are other theories that say that maybe it's a particle related to gravity. There, I think there are a lot of options for what it could be. And at this stage, it's way too early to know. But the important thing is that whatever it is, if it's real, it's new. And it would be a huge discovery in our field, in many ways even more important than the discovery of the Higgs boson. So if this is real, it's a game changer for our field.
A game changer in what way?
Well, so the discovery of the Higgs was fantastic and solved a decades-old riddle in sort of our understanding of how the universe works. But in some sense, it was a very conventional solution to this problem, and many people were expecting that we would eventually discover this particle. So finding it was important, but it was also kind of once we found it, everyone knew what it meant. But with the discovery of the Higgs, we really completed this theory we call the Standard Model, and it's a complete theory, and doesn't give any guidance of what would happen next. And so seeing something next is the first big hint. So, you know, this is really opening a new chapter in our understanding of fundamental physics and what the universe is made out of and how it works.
Well, and when you say next, what do you mean by that? What would happen next?
Right. I guess I just
it's kind of hard to follow this as a non-physicist, I must say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I guess the main point is that we have a very small collection of fundamental particles that we think everything is made out of. And the Higgs boson was the very last one of this theory that we called the Standard Model. And so it was important to find, to confirm that theory, and that was successful, and it's a huge triumph. But people hope that that's not the end of the story, and that it turns out that the Higgs sort of has its own set of problems, and it doesn't, for instance, the Standard Model doesn't explain what dark matter is. So we have a lot of mysteries that we need to address, but we don't know what the solutions to those problems are. And so when we do these experiments, we're looking for some hint, some deeper picture into what the rules of the game are for the universe and what everything's made out of. And this would be the first big hint in that direction.
And you're dealing here with tiny, tiny, tiny particles. How do you even figure out that this tiny thing that you probably can't even see with the naked eye is so important?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, these are very, very tiny. I mean, they're even smaller than the nucleus of an atom. So there's nothing that you can see directly, but you can think of these experiments that we do at CERN and the Large Hadron Collider is essentially like gigantic microscopes. So they're probing these very, very small distance scales. And what happens in more physical picture is we smash together some particles and we look at the debris that flies out. And what we saw in these collisions were that we had two particles of light called photons that are flying out. And if you add up their energies in a certain way, we're starting to always get back the same answer. And when we look at our data, we start to see a little bit of a bump. And that bump is sort of the sign that maybe we're making a new particle that we didn't know about before.
So what do you need to do now? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, so we will continue taking data. I mean, what happened after the Higgs discovery is that we upgraded the accelerator so it has quite a bit more energy than it had before. And we collected some data, and that's what yesterday's announcements were about, was a whole slew of different results that we have from the first data at this second run of the Large Hadron Collider. And that will continue next year. And so hopefully, by this time next year, this issue will probably be settled. So maybe even by the summer, we might know.
And if it does become settled, is that something that ordinary people would notice in their daily lives 10, 20 years from now? Does it change our lives at all?
That's a great question. I mean, these things are always very hard to know, what's going to happen. there's been an enormous amount of spin-offs and technical developments that have that influence our lives. The you know the most famous thing was the invention of the World Wide Web that happened at CERN, so physicists could help share information. But it includes things like cryogenics and you know computing, all sorts of things that our research has spin-off effects. The direct application of the research is always more difficult to tell, but you know we got things like lasers and transistors out of quantum mechanics, so it's very hard to predict. But you know the hope is that these things might eventually have some sort of you know impact on our daily lives, but it's very hard to know at this point in time. But you know fundamental research bears fruit, and it's just you don't really know how it's going to play out.
That's Kyle Cranmer, a physics professor at New York University and a member of one of the two teams that reported this week that it may have found a new fundamental particle of nature at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor.
Thank you very much for having me.